Tomorrow all the things were gone. I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. And I am so happy to have on the phone with us today. We are talking, of course, on Veterans Day, and I am thrilled to have on the phone with us our friend Dean Markison, one of my favorite veterans. He's the founder of Swanson Foss Community Center in Hastings, and he is a tireless volunteer, not only for veterans, but also just for many, many organizations around. And we really want to talk to him today to find out a little bit about how he got to the point where he is today. And Dean has had a very long and wonderful career, and we're gonna dig into it today. How have you been, Dean?
I've been doing very good. I'm very busy, but just like with the virus, you know, right now I don't have a lot of visitors, but everybody knows me. But it'll come around someday.
Absolutely. So you are a retired United States Army Vietnam veteran, and you served in Germany, Korea, Indianapolis, Indiana, Omaha, Fort Sheridan, Fort Riley, Fort Carlson, and many other places. And we're going to get to that in a while, because I know your military career makes up a big part of who you are. But I want to get to know you when you were a kid. So you grew up in North Dakota, and you were born at an assisted clinic called Tom's Place. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, at that time, it was a little town, about a population of 126, kind of like Meadsville and Vermilion. However, we had the Milwaukee Road that went through town, and if you look at the lift bridge, you'll see that sign. That is the depot. We had a depot next to the tracks, and that's the place we lived in. It was like a two-story house.
So you lived in the depot?
Yeah, upstairs. Upstairs was our home, and downstairs was, you know, the depot office and the freight office.
Dean, did somebody work for the railroad? Is that why you lived?
My father was a railroad agent his entire life, after he got out of the Navy. Basically, he started working for the railroad prior to going into the Navy, and his father said to him, "You know Morse code, you need to go into the Navy."
So he knew Morse code because of his work at the railroad.
Right.
That is a pretty cool story. So,
and he was at Pearl Harbor, and he recorded all the history of Pearl Harbor, which is in my building.
That's pretty crazy. What year were you born, please?
I was born in the year 1950.
And what was going on in the world at that time?
I know at that time, I was basically, well, we lived there until, I think, about the first grade. And then my mother decided to go to beautician school in Fargo, North Dakota, to gain an occupation.
And how far away was that?
Fargo, North Dakota, I will say, is about maybe 2 hours away from Ellendale, North Dakota. And we went to Fargo for a year, and then we moved to Ellendale, North Dakota, which at that time was the home of the University of North Dakota Ellendale branch.
Okay.
I went, basically, graduated from high school there in 1969, and went to college there for a semester. Then we had the unfortunate incident of all the classrooms burning down.
What happened?
Well, there was a fire in one of the buildings, and we had to attend classes in the fraternity house and the girls' dorm and the library. And I said, well, even though back in them days it was cheap to go to college, okay, and I lived at home, so I said, well, I'm going, my number for the draft is coming up, so I went down to my local draft board and said, here I am, take me. And then I went off to Fort Lewis, Washington to the basic training, and we had a spiral meningitis breakout, so my basic training was pretty easy because they didn't, you know, the precautions were taken. And then I went to Fort Sheridan, Illinois, for training as a stenographer, take shorthand.
How did you know how to do that?
Well, I didn't. But the recruiters, you know them, you get a high enough score, they said, hey, look, give me another year. You can go to school and earn a trade. I said, okay. So I flunked out of that, really, or got recycled, and I became a personnel administrator. So I first started out as a company clerk in the units. So that was my first job in Vietnam. I was assigned to Company C, 36th Engineer Battalion, in Vinh Long, which is down south in Vietnam.
Dean, how did you get over to Vietnam? Did you?
Basically, I got over in Vietnam in an airplane.
And how many people were you with?
It was a full load. We flew, I think it was from California up to Alaska, over Hawaii, you know, into Vietnam.
And what year would this have been, please?
That was in 1970.
So was the war kind of in its height then?
Well, the war was downsizing at that time because I think talking to a lot of people that just like when Larry was over there and the Foss boys were over there, the big war was in the 1969, 68-69. And I talked to, I hope I get it right, Foss's brother. Well, he was over there when his brother got killed.
Were you afraid, Dean, to go to war?
No, I was kind of all the way down south, you know, where the action wasn't. Like the infantry people, I wasn't like there. Where I was, okay, I was an engineer outfit, okay? Just imagine going out to one of the gravel pits around here and guarding to get gravel, because the boats or the equipment around there, you know, so nobody takes it. That was one of my roles until the day one of the guys horsed up. The battalion commander said, hey, I want to send this guy to jail, and we're going to court-martial them. So, Dean, you're no longer going to go to the rock pile and guard it. You're going to the officer's club. So I know where you're at when I need you.
So they really had a lot of faith in you, didn't they, Dean?
Yeah, I went from the company to the battalion because, well, they needed somebody at battalion headquarters, and they knew I'd do the job.
Dean, how long were you in Vietnam?
I was only in Vietnam 1 year.
And what was your takeaway from your experience there? Did you ever get to meet Vietnamese people?
I really didn't get to know the Vietnamese people, but I'd like to make a comment right now. In town here in the local Hastings, I got more familiarized with the Vietnamese people than I did there, because the manager of the Hastings Social Tavern, her father-in-law is the general officer, French general, that brought the Hmong people to America for them to enjoy freedom. She knows the story better than I do of them people.
So that's been really fun for you, I bet, to get to know her. So you were in Vietnam for a year, but the war didn't end yet. So where did you go after that?
After that, I went to Omaha, Nebraska, into an entrance examination station. And then from there, I went to Fort Sheridan, Illinois, where I met my wife, Shirley.
Well, let's talk about that, because that certainly had to have been a big game changer.
Yeah, she don't like me to talk about it, but I had a really good secretary who knew me and said, "Dean, why don't you ask Shirley out for a date?"
And how did your secretary know Shirley?
I think she worked in the same office we did, or right across the hall. And she knew Shirley was a good lady. So I went and asked her out.
And what was your first date? Do you remember?
Yeah, church.
Oh, Dean, isn't that special?
Yeah, we went to church. It was kind of different. You know, I was raised Missouri Synod Lutheran, but she was a Pentecostal.
So how does that mesh together?
Well, eventually, you know, believing in God, people just practice it a little bit different, okay? I adjusted to it, just like I do now with Pastor Parrish Pash, you know. You adjust to it, and you worship the way you desire to honor God.
So what was it about Shirley Ann Meyer that you wanted her, have her become your wife?
Well, the key thing of it was of her qualities as a woman. I knew she would be the perfect mother of my kids, or our kids, I should say. I knew she'd be the perfect mother, and that's why I wanted her to be my soulmate.
How long have you been married, Dean?
We've been married about 40 years.
Boy, congratulations to you. That's pretty cool. So how did you end up in Hastings, Dean?
Well, basically, we were stationed in Fort Riley, Kansas, and I looked at it and said, I have two children that don't have a home school or that they can call home. It's time for me to retire for my children. So we decided to come to Hastings because my cousin, Dwayne and Marcy Markerson, lived here. I said, well, the Twin Cities, they have to have a job for me somewhere because let's just come to the Twin City area and find some employment. So I started out at Dakota County in property management. And if I remember right, I worked with Gus Heinel's daughters out there in property management in the distribution room, and believe it or not, pushing her broom and scrubbing the floors. Well, I decided that wasn't good, and that's not what I want to do with my life. I went to the state of Minnesota in records management, which was more in my area of personnel administration records, and started working in the micrographic section. Well, we all know that's a dinosaur trade.
Mm.
And then I went over to public safety, working the front counter, where you went in there and asked for your accident reports and all that other stuff, and title of work, and finally, just like the state of Minnesota, well, we're going to outsource it. I said, no. Went to my supervisor, said, well, if I stay, will I make it? He said, Dean, you're a very good man, but you're not going to make it. I said, okay. I said, put it on paper. So he put it on paper, and I took it to the VA, and VA evaluated it and said, well, Dean, number one, you're getting pretty old. I don't know if you can get another job, so you're 100% disabled now, which, you know, I'm not encouraging people, you know, as they get older, go out and reevaluate their disability, but that's how I got my disability, because I was too old to get gainful employment.
So since then, though, you really have put yourself into volunteerism.
I became a total community volunteer, performing service, community service work, basic service support, and recognizing other people. And that's the sole purpose of Foss and Swanson Veterans Community Service Center, to serve people. Now, it's not for veterans exclusive, it's all people.
Yeah, you've changed the mission, and that's really nice of you to open your doors to so many different people. Dean, how are you going to celebrate Veterans Day this year, given it's COVID and everything?
We're going to basically celebrate it. We're going to go out for the freebies, okay? Take Shirley, kind of like a date. But,
oh, I love this.
But I'm going out to Lakeside Cemetery, and I'm going to visit with Gus and say thank you to Gus Heinold for everything you did for me, because you got me started here in the community of Hastings. You believed in me when I first came. You made me your post-service officer, and you got me started here in the community, and I really appreciate that, man. I want to be more like him. And I know I still have a long ways to go.
Well, you know what, Dean? I think that you are your own individual, and that is why people love you. And we're so grateful for all the things that you've done. I felt that this was a really fun story to learn more about what makes Dean Markison Dean Markison. And we want to wish you and all the veterans, we want to wish them a happy Veterans Day today.
To all the Marines, happy birthday.
Thank you, Dean. Happy birthday and happy Veterans Day, everybody. Dean Markison, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.